This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 began in New Delhi today. It is the first ever global artificial intelligence AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The five-day summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. Over 100 countries have been invited to take part in the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Brazil, Spain, Switzerland and Sri Lanka, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Vice President of Seychelles and Prime Minister of Netherlands, Mauritius and Bhutan. On commencement of the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that it is a matter of immense pride for the countrymen that people from all over the world are coming to the country for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi emphasized that the occasion is proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi this evening. The five-day expo has been held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said India's rapidly expanding creative economy has been powered by the country's strong digital infrastructure and skilled population. In a conversation during the session on the official satellite event of the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi, the minister highlighted the transformative impact of artificial intelligence across sectors. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantha Nageshwaran today said that India can lead globally by aligning AI adoption with mass employability through education reform. Mr. Nageshwaran made these remarks during the Future of Employability and AI session at the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi.
For India, this is not a debate about the future of work. It is a decision about the future of growth, social stability and cohesion. We must act and act now. The first step begins with a reform of our education and pedagogy and the teaching and the imparting of foundational skills.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that after the abrogation of Article 370, the violence in Kashmir by 80% was increased. Mr. Shah said northeast and Maoist affected areas have also witnessed decline in violence. Mr. Shah was speaking on the occasion of the 79th Raising Day celebrations of Delhi Police.
After the abrogation of Article 370, we have succeeded in reducing the figures of violence in Kashmir, the northeast, and Maoist affected areas by up to 80%. The day is not far when all three of these regions will be completely free from violence.
The officer trainees of the Indian Audit and Account Service, Defence Aeronautical Quality Assurance Service and Indian Trade Service today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. While addressing the trainees, the President emphasised that transparency and integrity are essential to strengthening democratic institutions. She urged them to adopt innovative approaches to help transform the armed forces into a technologically advanced, combat-ready force capable of multi-domain integrated operations. In Rajasthan, 8 people have been killed after a massive fire broke out at a cardboard factory in the Bhiwari town of Khertal, Tijara district. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the fire mishap in Bhiwari. In the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Afghanistan defeated United Arab Emirates by 5 wickets in a Group D clash in Delhi this afternoon. Chasing a target of 161 runs, Afghanistan overhauled the score, posting 162 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 19.2 overs. Earlier put into bat, UAE posted 160 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Meanwhile, another Group C clash between England and Italy is underway in Kolkata. England won the toss and opted to bat. Group B clash between Australia and host Sri Lanka will be held at the Pallakkale from 7 p.m. this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.